Mordecai Cochran got 2 DUIs in 5 days, the most recent on Memorial Day. He also tested positive for coronavirus, and now 6 police officers are in isolation after contacting him. The, quote, poor judgment, unquote, of the 21-year-old man led Spokane's public health officer, Dr. Bob Lutz, to force Cochran into isolation this week. It's an extraordinary power state law gives to the people who lead the state's 35 local health districts. They can order anyone into quarantine for 10 days, and police will enforce it.
It's not something that we do often. It's not something that we do lightly. We always like to use the path of least resistance and strongly encourage people to do the right thing and self-isolate or self-quarantine so that they can protect others. And in certain situations, for any number of reasons, people aren't either able and or willing to do that.
Lutz says the authority has rarely been wielded, especially during today's pandemic. He's employed it, as has Dr. Chris Spitters in Snohomish County.
Where it's been issued probably most commonly is around both tuberculosis, which is something that local health departments are responsible to, if not directly care for, then to oversee. And then also probably way back when, and I say way back when, back in the 80s, when with the very first cases of HIV and AIDS, when it was poorly understood.
Governor Jay Inslee doesn't have the power to force people to stay home yet. He could issue an isolation proclamation, which would give him that authority. Until then, it's up to officers like Lutz to defend his measures to protect the community.
Public health has been politicized. This whole pandemic has been, unfortunately, very politicized. You know, all of a sudden, when we are telling people that they should isolate, and we're telling them that they should isolate during the period by which they're contagious, all of a sudden, you know, it's government overreach.
But it's not, says Terry Preininger, a sergeant with the Spokane Police Department.
Each of the arrests of this gentleman earlier had nothing to do with COVID-19. They were for committing crimes related to drinking and driving. We are not arresting people at this point for testing positive for or for not social distancing.
As for Cochran, he was ordered into isolation 9 days after testing positive, which means he's very unlikely to be contagious and will soon be free. I'm Nick Deshaies reporting.